Kevin Falk.
What's the most important thing for you at this time of year? Is it getting your timing down? Is it getting your football shape? What's the most important thing for you to do?
It's a lot of different things. You know, you haven't been in the game speed since, you know, 5-6 months, and you just want to come out here and just be consistent and do what you normally have been able to do.
What are some of the things that you first want to work on?
There's a lot of different things. You know, you can say that you were able to catch the ball better, or you were able to run the ball better, maybe hold on to the ball better, pass protect a little bit better than you did last year. It's just a lot of different things that you look at during the course of the offseason that you want to get better at. Like a couple of years ago, I wanted to work on my balance and, you know, started doing that. And, it, you know, you just want to keep doing it. Just keep getting better as a player.
After going 18-1, where does the motivation come from this season for this team?
That was last year. This year is a whole different set of obstacles that you gotta overcome, and you know, one of them is getting past the first practice and thinking about the next practice and going from there.
How much have you thought about the happenings of last February, and how hard was that to put behind you?
Well, that's been going for about 5-6 months now. You know, with Coach Belichick, he never lets you think about something, you know, in the past, and never lets you think about something no further than the next practice you have. So, you know, it's not that hard with Coach Belichick and the coaching staff, because we know we have to do it. And the next thing is, you know, the practice we have this afternoon.
Kevin, what are you looking forward to in the season?
Getting better as a team, you know, being consistent at each and every play, each and every game.
How exciting was it just to kind of get out there first day training camp, get that out of the way?
Oh, very exciting. It's always exciting when you come out there and you got the whole team together in full pads and you have contact.
Adelius Thomas.
Everything was new and learning the system?
Yeah, it was a lot easier now. You know everybody's name and you kind of know the system for the most part. So it's a lot of less nervous energy, I would say.
Does it feel a little less like a circus than last year did with everybody new coming in and everything that went on last year? Does it feel like a little bit more like a normal training camp?
Training camp is training camp. Don't get that twisted by any stretch of the imagination. I think the feeling's just totally different because I know people. You know, I know you. It's not my first time seeing you guys before. I know who's good reporters. No, all y'all are good. But, no, I think it's just different because I know everybody. You know the scheme. You kind of know what to expect. And so I think that's the biggest thing.
Is there any fatigue from having gone through? I mean, you guys play a longer season than everybody else. Your offseason's shorter than everybody else's. Does that feel any different than it did during your years in Baltimore and when you weren't going to the Super Bowl? I mean, going back to your rookie year, I guess you were, but.
No, I mean, I don't think you can say, well, I'm tired because I played in February. Yeah, 5-6 months to recover. I mean, I think it's just, you know, it's all about now. You know, that last year was last year. It's done. It's over with. And you just come back. You get in shape just like you do in the other offseason. And you come in and work.
So how would you explain then that teams that lose the Super Bowl don't make the playoffs next year in general?
I don't know. Bad football. You know, most of them.
Where does this team go from here after being 18-1 last year?
Till tomorrow. That's the only place you can really go, you know. This evening, to be even more direct, you can't just jump and say anything. I mean, it's not like you can say anything else. Last year is done, it's over with, and we're just moving forward. Next thing we're looking forward to is this evening. I don't know how forward we're looking to it, but it's this evening.
Teddy Bruschi.
I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for it to start. You know, it's but the off season, you have your fun and you try to put the last season behind you, win or lose, and then you just look forward to the training camp coming up once mini camps come around.
Was that a tough thing to do?
What's that?
You?
I think it's tough to put seasons behind you after you win Super Bowls or lose Super Bowls. So you know, moving on is something that takes a lot of experience, a lot of maturity, you know, and I think all of us have been around on this team to where I think we're just looking forward.
You like the additions on defense, especially linebacker?
I don't know. You know, of course, there are some things being worked out with our number one pick, but you know, we'll see. But you know, Tank's out there working hard. A lot of the new linebackers, the younger kids, are working hard. And right now, it's just so early.
You're one of the few guys that can actually admit that moving on is hard. Whereas a lot of guys turn the page and all that. Is that burnish from years of experience from going way back to '96? Is that why you're able to say that?
Sure, I think. Every season, when you don't consider it a success, you know, that's when you have to really move on. And I've been a part of 13 seasons now, whether they've been successes or they haven't been. You know, I've had both of them. So either way, you have to learn to do that. And I think experience does help to really put it behind you and just look towards tomorrow.
Teddy, along that line, you're a student of the game. There's been a long history of teams that have lost the Super Bowl, not succeeding the next year. What have you learned, if anything, about those teams that you hope to
prevent and allow you guys to succeed?
Just really two words. What's next? What's next? Really focus on that. And then what's next for us is meetings at 2:30, another practice out here this afternoon. That's really how ritualistic you have to be. You know, what's next? I mean, literally. Okay, right now I'm going to go to the ice tub. That's what's next. Just focus on what you're
going
to do.
Have you guys watched the game? Are you going to as a team, as a breakdown film, that sort of thing?
No, the game's over. The game's over. You know,
but don't you watch all your previous games, win or lose?
I think what we're going to try to stress whenever we're asked any type of question about watching any type of game, it's just, you know, what's next? What do we have to do next? I mean, that's how we're going to succeed this year. You know, what do I have to do right now?
Vince Wilfork?
You know, we off to a new start, like I say, and finish our first practice today. We have to go in and watch film and make corrections and come out the second practice and, you know, try to string them together to come out with some good stuff.
You mentioned new guys. Tank Williams is kind of doing some work with the linebackers. What does he bring to the table with his versatility? He's a big boy for his safety.
I think he'll help us, but we'll see. I mean, like I said, I don't like to comment on anyone else.
Sure.
Other than myself, because, you know, I like to let people speak for themselves. But at the same time, you know, this team is full of, you know, veterans and guys know how to win and know what it takes to win. So we're supporting cast to everyone. I mean, everybody helps each other. And that's what it's going to have to take this whole season, you know, starting now. It's starting the mini camps. You know, our communication has to be well on defense. And we have to roll with it. We have to trust judgments out there, trust the coaches, you know, and execute. If we can do that, we'll be okay.
Hey, Vince, along the line of what you just said, being a team of veterans, because you have veterans and people that have been through the wars, is this team better situated to be able to handle a major disappointment as what you went through?
I mean, I think in that situation, I mean, you have to live with that. You have to chalk that one up and, you know, get it going. That was, like I said, that was last year. And, yeah, it hurt it to lose that game, but at the same time, it's a new season. I mean, everybody's starting at the bottom. You know, it's 32 teams out there, including us. So everybody's fighting to get to one point. And it starts now. So, I mean, it's so far down the road. The only thing you could do is just put your head down and let's just start driving, you know, preparing, whatever you can do to make your team better in situations. I mean, it starts now, so. And that starts with focusing. I mean, that starts with, you know, communication. It starts with, you know, mistakes. I mean, it's a lot of things. But we're so far away from where we need to be right now. That's why you have to make these days count right now. And we're going to do the best we can to make them count.
Richard Seymour.
Well, obviously, you know, myself, Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, you know, obviously Jarvis isn't out here right now, but, you know, we feel like we have a pretty stout defensive line, and we got the ability to, you know, be one of the best in the league. But like I said, it's still early. We got a lot of work to do, and everyone does. You know, the way I look at it right now, no one has a job. So we're just coming out here looking to compete and, you know, get our offensive line better. They get us better, and that's what it's about so far. You know, just coming out here from the bottom and working our way up the mountain. We've got a long ways to go.
Richard, how good do you feel physically at this point?
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, last year I wasn't able to start. I mean, I started week 9 and wasn't even in game shape. I was just out there on God-given ability. So I'm just thankful and blessed to be out here now. Had a good off season, trained well. Everyone said I lost a few pounds, which that never hurts. So, I don't know, feel good. Like I said, it's definitely a step ahead of where I was at the last few years.